So, Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur has a very beautiful book called Brajriti Chintamani. You all know Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. What song he wrote we sing every morning? We don't want to sing to samsara. We want to sing to the Guru to free us from samsara. This is not samsara prayers. This is Gur Vastakam. This is 8 prayers to the spiritual master praying to become free from samsara. So don't say samsara prayers. We don't want to pray to samsara. We want to pray to Guru to free us from samsara. This is Gur Vastakam. So he also wrote one book, Rajriti Chintamani. In that he describes the whole of Braj. When he comes here to Nandagram, he says, Tattachirubhutam aparashobam nandi saram sadugana vadanti nandi saram yam dadyadi rupam sri nandaraja laya rajamanam. So he's been describing Braj. So when he says yet, he's referring back to that Braj. When he says tat, he's referring back to the Braj. Tat tat shirabhutam. The crown jewel of that Braj. Aparasoham, whose splendor is unlimitedly expanding, is this Nandishwar Parvat. Because this hill is incarnation of Lord Shiva. We call Nandeshwar Parvat or Nandishwar Parvat. So previously, Govardhan was described as the Tilak of Braj. But this Nandishwar Hill is the crown of Braj. Tatachirubhutam aparashobam Nandisvaram sadugana vadanti. Not that that Viswanath Chakravarti alone is telling. Sadugana vadanti. All the sadhus are telling that this is the crown of Braj. Sadugana, sadugan, badanti, they're telling. Nandisharam yam dadiri rupam, it is the self-same form of Nandisar Mahadev. Lord Shiva came to Braj and performed great penances and austerities for many thousands of years. Which years? Demigod years. You know demigod year? 6 months of our year is equal to 1 day, and 6 months equal to 1 night. Those types, then 360 of those days is one demigod year, and many thousands of those demigod years he did penances and austerities. Then Lord came, he said, asked him what is it that he desired. He said, I know that end of Dwapar Yug you'll display your lila in Braj, so I want to be here to see it. So if I could become a hill or a stone, then thought maybe I'm asking too much. If just a grain of dust. And Thakurji said, why stone or dust? You become a hill. My Baba will build his palace on top of your hill. So this hill, just like you all went to Barsana, is it? So Barsana is incarnation of Brahma. So this hill is incarnation of Lord Shiva. And you're all staying in Govardhan. Govardhan is incarnation of Vishnu. Nandisaram yam dadiri rupam Sri Nanda Rajalaya Rajamanam. So here Biswanath Chakravarti uses the word Rajalai. Now we all know Karyalai. We go there every morning. Here he says Rajalai. Rajalai must mean palace. Karyalai means where work is going on, office. So Rajalai, place of the king, must be palace. Sri Nanda Rajalaya Rajamanam. Nanda Maharaj ka mahal wahan bhi rajman hai. Nanda Maharaj's palace is resting on top of that hill. Then when you go back down the road, because he wrote another beautiful song called Nandishwar Astak. Actually, he wrote one Vrindadevastak that we sing here every day at Rajbhog Arti. And after writing that, he must have written that here at Vrindakun. And then after writing it, he must have turned around and seen the vision of Nandisvar Parvat and wrote this Nandisvar Astak. Because now we're waiting for these trees to become tall. Underneath the branches, we'll be able to see that vision of Nandisvar Parvat we used to see before. But when you go back down the road, then you remember this. Huh? Don't forget, remember, when you go walking back down the road, you'll see this vision. That, yeah. Yatra vrajari pepura pratima prakasa prasadamurda kalaso parinitarangi parhikshate bhuvijaya dvajaketubhuto nandi saram samadamandam udam dadatu. Yatra Vrajadipe, the king of Braj, Pura Apratima Prakash. How many Prakashas we have here, huh? Anyone named Prakash? Anybody know somebody named Prakash? Huh? Prakash means shining. Huh? So in that place, Pura Apratima, the unparalleled city of Nanda Maharaj, is shining. And now someone has put white marble all over the dome, so it really shines all over. Several years ago, they put this white marble there. Yatra vrajari pepura apratima, unparalleled city, prakasha is shining. Prasada murda kalasopari nittarangi. On top of the palace, there's a dome. On top of the dome, there's kalas. And nittarangi, something is seen always dancing. Barhikshate buvijaya dvajake tubhuto. Barhi means peacock. And Jayadvaj, you know Jayadvaj. Same as Jayapataka. Whom we should all be praying for on this yatra. Victory flag. Yet, so peacock is dancing and Jayadwa Jaketubhutu, Adbhut, very wonderful victory flag is seen dancing there on top of the Kalash. You remember this verse when you're going back down the road. You'll see that victory flag dancing there on top of the Kalash. Nandi Saram Samaramandam Mudam Dadatu. So now Bismillah Chakravarti gives us blessing. May that Nandisvar Parvat give you unlimited amounts of happiness. We're all looking for happiness. So Biswanath Chakravarti is giving us the key. Let that Nandisvar Parvat give you unlimited amounts of happiness. And in that Nandagram, we'd like to welcome you all here to this very beautiful project called Brinda Kund that we have developed for the pleasure of all the Vaishnavas. Because now you see Vrindavan looks almost like your Chopati, huh? Like your Bombay. Huh? So we worked hard to develop this, or undevelop this place, or keep this place undeveloped, just so you can come here and feel the real peace and bhav of Braj. Here nobody's going to come and grab you. I'm Prabhupada Brijvasi. Give me some money. No one will bother. You can sit here, you can chant, you can read, hear Hari Katha, study Prabhupada's books. We developed this place, or kept this place undeveloped for you. So seeing you all here, I'm feeling very happy. Because I almost didn't make it yesterday. Because of all this smoke in the sky, I became very, very, very sick. But somehow your love pulled me here, even though I didn't want to get out of bed today. Your love pulled me here. So we were just visiting the site of Pavan Sarovar, but this year, we had rain like we haven't had in a long time. Actually, on 4th of July, there was here in Nandagam, there was 11 hours of rain. 4:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. That patio you see in front of the kitchen, from the patio to the water, there was 1 inch. There was no steps anywhere to be seen. Even there's a shortcut road to Nandagam, that road was underwater. So we had nice rain this year, so everything's nice and green and neat. Very wonderful. So, therefore, at Pavan Sarovar, I almost forgot what we were talking about, because my head is all jammed up today. So, Pavan Sarovar, we saw there was no ghat to stand. So I think we should tell the Leela here, since we couldn't tell it there. Because when a kund becomes too big, then we have to call it a sarovar. A sarobar, as Maharaj likes to say. Our Western tongues butcher all the nice Brijbhasa words. It's sarovar. It's a short A. So I hear people say Radhasham Sundar. It's Radhasham Sundar. It's a short A. Manjari, like it's something that people in Italy do eat. Manjari. Well, the first, worst one, Prikram. We went on Prikram today. Prikram means big schedule of hard work. And Pari means even more work. It's a long A at the end. You have to pronounce it. You can't cut it off. Prikrama. We're going on Prikrama. Parikram, that means we have a schedule of hard work. But Prikrama means just enjoying in the forest of Braj. Prikrama. So anyway, this became known as Nanda Sarovar because Nanda Maharaj excavated this for the pleasure of all of the Brijbasis. Sometimes he used to come on the one side where everybody was standing. Every once in a while, Brisabana would come from Barsana, he would go on the other side. And Biswanath Chakravarti describes how Radha and Krishna would swim under the water and meet underwater in the middle and have underwater leela. But one day, Nandalala, he saw Mother Yasoda was making all types of funny types of prasadam. Not the regular rice dal chapati and sabji like that. No, she was making fried dal, fried noodles we call sev, fried little cracker-like things we call matari. All things fried and ghee. So Lala came and said, Maya, are Maya, what kind of funny bhojan are you making today? What kind of funny bhojan are you making today? And Maya Yasoda said, Lala, your Baba, he's going on pilgrimage. So these things are all fried and ghee. They will last for a long time. So he will eat them along the way. Because still today in Braj, in India, there are people that won't eat anything outside of the house. Is it? You know some people like that. We see most people do eat outside the house, otherwise we wouldn't hear all the racket when we're traveling. Apalavo sev, sev, apalavo kela, kela banana, kela, kela banana, santara, santara, orange, orange. Time pass ke liye pina, time pass ke liye garam, garam garam samosa, garam garam samosa, singara singara, chai chai. But still there's many people, they won't eat anything outside the house. So then Lala said, Maya, and where's Baba going? Where's he going, Maya? Said Lala, he's going to Prayag. Acha Maya, and where is that, Maya? Where is that? Arey, Lala, I'm busy cooking, and you ask too many questions. Because the little boys, they ask too many questions. You see, all the ladies are laughing, they know. All the mothers know. You go ask your Baba. I'm busy cooking. So then Lala, he went to Nanda Maharaj. Oh, Baba. Oh, Baba. Oh, Baba. Where are you going, Baba? Where are you going, Baba? Where are you going? He says, Lala, I'm going to Prayag. Acha, Baba, where is that? Where is that, Baba? Lala, that is a very, very special place, holy place, where Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati have joined in Sangam. When one or two or more rivers join together, then we call it Sangam. Just like somebody's come from Bombay, somebody's come from Pune, somebody's come from New York, somebody's come from Croatia, Serbia, Russia, Lithuania, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan. Before there was only two stans, Pakistan and Hindustan. Now there's so many stans. Turkmenistan, and so many stans. Anyway, Italy, Germany, somebody's here from Switzerland. And I think Gorhari's from Switzerland, he's from Germany. See here, he must have gone with Maharaj.
Canada.
No, Gorhari, Maharaj's driver. He drove me at 240 kilometers per hour from the farm in Germany to the Frankfurt airport on Sunday morning. Nobody was there, so we went. That's the fastest I've ever gone in my life, 150 miles an hour. I can't remember if he's from Switzerland or Germany. Anyway, so all of us have joined together in Bhakta Sangha. Is it? Bhakta Sangha. So I'm going to the Sangam where Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati join together. Acha Baba, today is a very inauspicious day to start your journey. You should go tomorrow. Tomorrow's Akshay Tritiya. That is a very auspicious day to start your journey. You know, Akshay means to diminish. So Akshay means which never diminish. You see in our Vaishnav calendar, comes in the middle, beginning of the summer, April or May. Akshay Tritiya, beginning of Chandan Yatra. So that is a very auspicious day to start anything. People will do the opening of their business on that day. Udgatan, on that day. People will do Griha Pravesh, because everybody wants that their happiness in the house go higher and higher, not become shy, go high and high. And on that day, without even consulting with the pundit, you can do wedding. The people want that also should be happily ever after. Not shy, that's your Akshay. And for starting journey, it is also a very auspicious day. So Nanda Baba said, all right, Lala, since you're telling, I will go tomorrow. So next day, early in the morning, Nanda Baba got up, and just like he did every day before Mangalartik, he went down to take his bath in Nanda Sarovar. When he got there, he saw one big person was there, rolling in the dust of Braj and laughing. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Then he was bathing in the Sarovar, then rolling in the dust and laughing. Oh, ho, 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 ho. He wasn't coughing though. So Nanda Maharaj never saw such a person in his Nandagam. He went there. He said, Maharaj, who are you? He said, Baba, I'm Prayag. Nanda Maharaj says, Prag? There's no Prag who lives around here. Arey, Baba, not from this place. I'm Prayag Raj, king of all the tears, where Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati join in Sangam. Acha? Is it? And why have you come here? Arey, Baba, all year long, everybody coming and putting their pap on me. So one day I come here on this Akshay Tritiya day, roll in this dust of Braj, and take bath in this Sarovar, and I become Pavana, purified. Pavana means purified, just like we know Patita Pavana, who purifies the fallen souls. And Nanda Maharaj said, Acha, is it? Then he saw on the other side of the Sarovar, so many beautiful ladies were taking their bath. Very, very beautiful, not like his Nandagam ladies. Nandagam lady also very beautiful. This is a different type of beauty. Just like whenever we go to your Bombay, we saw the ladies with flowers in their hair like that. They have different style than here. So different type of beauty was there. And very, very beautiful saris, not like Nandigam sari. Nandigam sari also beautiful, but this was different type of beauty. But with gold thread going like that and silver thread going like this, very incredible sari. So he went there, he said, ladies, who are you? Somebody said, Ganga, Saraswati, Kuru Jangala, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri. What else is there? Godavari, Narmada, Krishna, Tungavidya, Krishna Venu, something like that, one river was there. All the sacred rivers were there. Mahanandi, Chandrabhaga. So all the sacred rivers were there. And he said, and ladies, why have you come here? And hey, Baba, all year long everybody coming, putting their papa on us. One day we come here on this Akshaya Tritiya, we roll in this dust and brush, we take bath in the sarovar, and we become pavana, purified. Macha, is it? So then Nanda Baba, he took his bath. He went back upstairs to his palace. By that time, Lala woke up, and he came. Baba, Baba, now you're going, Baba. Baba, now you're going. Now you're going, Baba. Are, Lala, now I'm not going. Macha, Baba, why is that? Lala, every place I wanted to go, they all came here today. Why should it take so much trouble to go there? So since that time, this sarovar became known as Pavan Sarovar. And I saw somebody was blessing you by splashing water all over you. Because anybody who gets this water, then he also becomes Pavana, purified. So this is Pavan Sarovar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited Pavan Sarovar and Nandagam. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he asked some villager, are there any deities here? They said, oh yes, on top of this hill there's a cave. Inside that cave there's a very tall man, very dainty lady, and in between, Tribhanga Lalita, little cowherd boy. So Mahaprabhu climbed that hill. He saw inside that cave this big tall Nanda Baba with pili pagri on top of his head like we saw today, no? And little dainty Mother Yasoda. But nowadays we see both Krishna and Bala. That time Mahaprabhu only saw Krishna. Tribhanga Lalita. You may have seen the picture in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, I posed for that picture, but that's another story. So, nowadays we're very fortunate that we see Nanda Baba with big pili pagri on top of his head and Nanda Yasoda, and we see both Krishna and Balaram. But most amazing thing is we can't tell the difference who's Krishna and who's Balaram. Everything the same to same. Same mukut, same flute, same dress, same jewelry, same nupur, everything same to same. But I'll tell you, Kanaya, he has too much love for Mother Yasoda, so he's on Maa Yasoda side. And Baldao, he has got too much love for Nanda Baba, so he's on Baba side. Otherwise, if you look very closely, you can see Kanaya is a little small, and Baldao, his cheeks are a little chubby. If you looked very closely, then you saw in Baldao's eyes little pink, you know, from drinking too much Biruni. Anybody have some water? So we're talking about drinking. All right. So otherwise, you can't tell the difference. Exactly the same. Now there's many reasons. One is that Krishna and Balaram, they're almost like twins. Balaram is born on the Shravan Purnima. We see the end of Julan Yatra, then Balaram Purnima comes. And our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says we can't say Balaram Jayanti. Jayanti only refers to that configuration of the stars when Krishna appears. We can't say Nisringa Jayanti, Balaram Jayanti. Or nowadays they've made it even worse, Gandhi Jayanti, Ambedkar Jayanti, everybody's got Jayanti. Vajayanti only refers to that configuration of stars when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vrijinda Nandan, Shyam Sundar, appears. So this is Balaram Purnima, Balaram's Avirbhav. So then the next month is Bhadra. And on the Bhadrapad Krishna Astami, Krishnastami, Krishna Paksha Astami, Krishnastami, then Lord appears. So 8 days different, so they're almost like twins. Therefore, I'll bet even in your Chopati, in your Mumbai, if people have twins, then they dress them exactly the like sometimes, is it? You've seen? I also seen in America. You saw in New York also, huh? He also agrees. So, other reason is that Balaram, he's the older brother, so he feels it's his duty to protect his younger brother. So he burns chandan, and with the black, he smears it all over his ang. Then he dresses exactly like Krishna, same mukut, same crown, same flute, same dress, same nupur, same jewelry, everything same to same. Then Rakshasas can't tell who's Krishna and who's Baldao. Third bhav is also there. Because Madhi Yasoda and Rohini, they're very, very clever. Those who were already mothers, they will recognize the cleverness of Rohini and Madhi Yasoda. Those of you going to become mothers someday, you learn something from Madhi Yasoda and Rohini. And those of you who are going to get married someday, I give you blessing, you will get wife as clever as Mother Yasoda and Mother Rahim. Because if they dress them differently, then they'll just fight. No, no, I want Baldao's mukut. No, 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 I want Krishna's, I want Kaneya's flute. No, 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 I want Kaneya's dhoti. No, no, I want Krishna's, I want Baldao's dhoti. No, 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 I want his nupur. No, no, I want his necklace. No, 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 I want, they just fight. So Mother Rohini, Mother Yasoda, very clever. They dress them exactly the same, same mukut, same crown, same flute, same everything, and they don't fight. Now you saw there in the courtyard, Nandisvar Mahadev, in the side of the courtyard. He has interesting history, because we told this hill is incarnation of Lord Shiva. Because first Krishna was born in Gokul. You went to Gokul this time? Then, just after the Damodar Leela, when the twin Arjun trees came down, then Upananda said, it's not safe here, we should move to Vrindavan. So, gradually, they stayed someplace else before, but finally they came here to Nandagam. Because Prabhupada explains in Krishna book, as well as the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that the forest of Vrindavan stretches from the town we know as Vrindavan, 24 miles up to Nandagam. That is the forest. That place is where Rasleela took place, so that became famous, that town became famous as Vrindavan. But the forest stretches all the way up to here, includes Barsana and Govardhan. This was huge forest. So gradually they came to stay here. And Krishna was just a small boy. So one day, Lord Shiva, he decided to come get darshan of Nandalala. So you've seen Lord Shiva's drum, his damaru. So he came playing his damaru. So Maya Soda, she came outside. What is all this racket? She saw one yogi was standing there. His whole body was covered with rock, ash. From where? Crematorium. On his neck was samp. And bichu, scorpion. And makari, spider. So Maya Yasoda saw this horrible yogi, so she slammed the door. Then Lord Shiva, he began to cry. But Maya, I came from very far away just to get darshan of your lala. No, no. Baba, tuko dekhega to mera lala dhar jayega. If my lala will see you, he'll become frightened. No, but Maya, I came from very far away just to get darshan of your lala. Nay, nay, Baba, tuko dekhega to mera lala dhar jayega. He'll become frightened. But Maya, both dur, say, I came from very far, dur, all the way from Durban. There's one forest, it's so far away, it's in South Africa, so they call it Durban. Anybody here from Durban? Nobody from Joburg? No. I also did pick him up that forest. Mother Yasoda said, Baba, tu ko dekhega to dhar jayega mera lala. You'll become frightened. Alright, then I'm going to sit here till he doesn't come outside. Then Mother Yasoda came outside and said, look, Baba, you're not going to sit here all day. I know all you Babas, you only came here for one thing. You came for some roti. You know roti? You know chapatis. And most of you are probably Gujaratis. You make them flat like a piece of paper, huh? But in Braj, we don't use this machine. Like this. Nice and thick with homemade ghee on top. And all the babas go in the morning, Radisham Madhukari, Radisham Madhari Bo, Roti Do. So Mother Yasoda gave Lord Shiva a big stack of rotis. And now you please go away. So Lord Shiva became Nirash. Nirash means hopeless and helpless. And he went away in a forest nearby, and he sat down and began to hope. What was his hope? He was hoping to get darshan of Nandalala. Just like all of you also hoping to get darshan of Nandalala, is it? You're walking around barefoot in these forests, getting stickers in your foot, sitting in the hot sun, chanting 16 rounds, going to Mangalarti. We're all hoping to get darshan of Nandalala. That is actually Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. I don't know how you translate that in Hindi, but anyway. Sun-shaped, huh? That is Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. Simply, we're hoping to get darshan of... Everything we do is with a hope for getting darshan of Nandalala. Every day we put tilak on, we take cold shower, We go to the Mangalarti. Everything we do, hoping that somehow we get darshan and Nandalala. This is Krishna consciousness. And if you keep that formula in your mind, that what I'm doing right now, is this with the hope to get darshan of Nandalala, or this is for enjoying my senses? Am I going to the movie with hope to get darshan of Nandalala? Maybe Sridevi, but not Nandalala. I don't know who the latest one is. I'm from way back. So then, if you keep that formula, that what I'm doing now is with the hope to get darshan of Nandalala, then I'll always remain Krishna conscious. Everything I should do is for the hope of getting darshan of Nandalala. You keep that formula in your brain, you're always Krishna conscious. This is Krishna consciousness in that show. So that is the greatest of all hopes. In fact, that's the Lord of all hopes. So he became known as, what do we call hope? Asha. So he became Asheshwar Mahadev. It's like also very rarely in English we call a girl hope. But in Spanish it's very common, Esperanza. So Asha. Asheshwar Mahadev. He was hoping against hope to get darshan of Nandalala. Meanwhile, Nandalala, he knew that his best devotee, Lord Shiva, has come. He couldn't get darshan of his best devotee, because we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu. Best Vaishnava is Shambhu. So he began to cry. And everything Mother Yasoda did to stop him from crying got failed. Then all the older gopis came. Everybody tried to stop Lala from crying, but nobody could pacify him. But then, ek budi gopi aayi thi, wo budi man bhi thi. One old gopi came, and she was also a very intelligent gopi. Just like we have one one older gopi singing, very intelligent, I can see. So she said, somebody has put nazar on your lala. Evil eye. In Hindi we say nazar. Just like I used to sit in the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and I go in the back of the book and all the Devanagari is there, so I would flip back and forth and learned all the Devanagari script. Just by sitting in Bhagavatam class with Bhagavatam in my hand. So then I came to India first time in 1974. Then I saw on the back of every truck it says, Buri Nazar Wale Teri Mukha. So that gopi said, somebody has put nazar on your lala. Who came here? Somebody is the old one, yogi came, whole body covered with rock and samp and bichu and makari. Where did he go? I gave him some rotis and sent him away. Is that yogi must have put evil eye on your lala. So they went all around the four sides of Nandagam trying to find that yogi. And there in that forest off to this side, Asheshwarvan, they found that yogi, hoping against hope, and he was crying. So, now Lord is crying, and devotee is crying. Both are crying for each other. And all the gopis came and they said, Chalare yogi nanna bhavan me yasmat mahabulave. Baki lala ko nazar lagi tobe rai non karave. Just like we're telling you in Prickham all day long. Chalo, chalo, let's go, let's go. So come on, yogi, let's go. Mother Yasoda is calling you to nanna bhavan. You just take back your nazar and stop this lala from crying. So they brought Lord Shiva there to nanna bhavan. Mother Yasoda opened the door. Lala, he saw Lord Shiva, he began to smile. Then Mother Yasoda slammed the door. He started crying again. Mother Yasoda came outside. Baba, Baba, you got your darshan. Now you stop this lala from crying. Are Maya, only one way to stop this lala from crying. Batao, batao, quickly tell me. What is that? When your lala's foot will come on my head, then his crying will be cured. And Mother Yasoda, she said, Nahi, 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 sam, bichu, makari, nahi, nahi, nahi. And all the gopis said, you know how we say, those who are from foreign countries, we're going to teach you how to say yes in Hindi. How do we say yes in Hindi? Ah. Ah. So all the gopis said, ah. Just like when I first joined Krishna Balaram Mandir, they sent me on life membership. And we went to Meerut, just not far from Delhi, one city is there, Meerut. So we went to see our old life member, Mr. M.C. Goyal. So while we were sitting there, phone rang. And I swear, this is the half of the conversation that I was able to hear. Huh? 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 Acha, 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 acha. Ji, 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 ji. Huh? 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 Acha, namaskar. It's like that, no? So Mother Yasoda said, Nahi, Nahi, and all the gopis said, ah. You're not very convincing. Ah. So the ha's won. So Mother Yasoda opened the door. She lifted up Lala. He put his foot on Lord Shiva's head. Then Lord Shiva, he began to dance. He's Nataraj. And Lala, he began to laugh. And when we see the little boys, there's no little boys here, is there? He's too young to be a little boy. When we see the little boys laughing, well, then our heart just fills with Vatsalya Rasa, isn't it? then our heart fills with vatsaliras. So all the gopis sing lala laughing like that. They all said to their yogi, Re re yogi nanda bhavame brishme bhason kije. Jab jab mira lala robe tap tak darshan dije. Just like we're telling you, chalo chalo, so this opposite. Re re, now you stay. Re re yogi nanda bhavame, you stay here in nanda bhavan. Brishme bhason kije. You forget about that Kailash, now you do Brajavas. Jab jab mira lala robe, whenever my lala cries, tap tak darshan dije. Then you come and give your darshan. So Lord Shiva said, all right, I'll stay here, but there's two conditions. This is not unconditional devotional service. So what is that? Whenever you bathe your lala, what do we call that water when we bathe the Lord? Then you pour that on my head. And whenever you feed your lala, then whether uchist, whatever leftover on his plate, Lord leftover we call Mahaprasad. Then you bring that to me. Then I will stay here and no demon will come inside this Nandagam. Therefore in Nandagam we only find laughing leelas. You won't find any demon. You have to go to Kedarban in some other place. You have to go other place to find demon leela. No demon leelas here. And we saw Nandeshwar Mahadev, he's staying there in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And to this day, this system is going on, that they pour the Charnamrita on the Lord, and then they, after the Rajbhog, they bring one patal with Mahaprasad and offer that to Lord Shiva. I know because this land on the other side of the road is owned by one Muslim family, and their son goes there every day and steals that plate of Mahaprasad. So I know this is still going on today. So anyway, there's another scripture called Bhakti Ratnakar, the fifth chapter of which is all about Braj Prakama. And my godbrother Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu has translated that as Mathura Mandal Prakama. It's all about how Raghava Pandit takes the second generation of Vaishnavacharyas, Srinivas and Narottam Thakur, on Braj Prakama. And when they get to Nandagam, he says, just see on the western side of Nandeshwar Parvat, the place where Vrindadevi eternally resides and organizes all the leelas of Braj. So now it's late. You can see sun is coming over this side. So east must be that side. So we must be west. In fact, if you're sitting in the middle of that archway in front of the temple, on the 21st of March and 21st of September, you will see the sun rise directly behind the temple tower of Nandagam. Especially when all these trees come tall, we'll be able to see underneath their branches. We used to watch before. So you know 21st March, 21st September? Equinox, when day and night is equal. Now, day is getting very short, and night is very long, Then after March 21st, then day becomes very long and night becomes short. Is it? Because we all know sun goes east and west, but you know he goes north and south also? In fact, we can't even, in the wintertime, we can't see the sunrise because he comes up behind this two-story building. And then in the end of the summer, he comes up over here. This much he moves north and south in 1 year. But you all live in big cities like Mumbai and Pune. You can't see. Sunrise is 11:30 and sunset 2:30. And New York also. Here we can watch. From here to here, this much he moves back and forth. We can watch here in Vrindavan. So anyway, the point is we're directly on the western side because that day you'll see the sunrise directly behind the temple tower of Vrindavan. And what's happening here? She's arranging all the leelas of Braj. Every morning, Vrindadevi comes and sits here, Purnamasi from the eastern side of the hill, she comes along with Nandi Mukhi, her granddaughter, and they sit here every morning with Vrindadevi and they plan out all the leelas of Braj. Just like they planned out this lila yesterday that I would be very sick, and they called me and said, we're coming to Nandagam, and I didn't ask what's the program and just went back to sleep. And morning also they said, we're waiting there, and I said, all right, I'm waiting here. But nobody told me, and I was too sick to think to ask what is the program. So then all of a sudden I lay down to sleep till you guys come. Then I thought, oh, maybe they think there's no room to talk here, so maybe I'm supposed to go there. So then I ran there, and then there was no place at Pavan's Rover, so we all came here. There's lots of nice space where you can peacefully sit. So this is all planned out by Vrindadevi yesterday. So, and sometimes Nandalala, he comes over, he gives some suggestion, what should be the lila today. Now by bus, you have to go way around to Barsana. From the top of my two-story Bhajankutri, you can see Barsana is just south of here. So sometimes Srimati Radhika comes and gives us suggestion, what should be the lila today. And Vrindadevi, she's so devoted to Radhika that if Radharani will even hint anything, immediately Vrindadevi will fulfill that desire. Immediately she'll fulfill that desire. So all the lilas are planned out from here. That is why this is such an important place. This is the Braj Lila Planning Commission. This is the Braj Lila Planning Commission. In fact, this whole Vrindavan is named after Vrindadevi. Vrindavan. It's supposed to be van like this. But now you see they cut all the trees and made grihas become grihavrind. Instead of Vrindavan, it's grihavrind. But here you can see this is nice, beautiful forest. Vrindavan. It's Vrindadevi's forest. She has offered it at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Therefore Radharani has become Vrindavan Ishwari. And Radharani has appointed Vrindadevi in charge of the forest. She's the goddess of the forest of Braj. You see, you got darshan in the temple. That is Vrindadevi's original form. Then to serve Krishna even more, she expands as all the tulsi trees. Just like all the Lakshmis are expansions of Radharani, all the tulsi trees are expansions of Vrindadevi. Original form as a gopi, as the goddess Vandevi, the goddess of the forest of Vrindavan. And just like we don't offer anything without tulsi leaf, is it? The ladies, they know. You guys don't do. They do it all the time. They know. We don't offer anything without tulsi leaf, is it? It's the same way, no leelas are going on in Braj without Vrindadevi. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur calls her the Leela Shakti of Lord Krishna. She's the Leela Shakti of Lord Krishna. She decides where the leelas will be, who will be there, what trees will be there, what flowers they'll have, what colors they'll have, what scents they'll have, what birds will be there, what songs they'll sing, what colors they'll have, who else will be there. Everything is under the control of Vrindadevi. She's the supreme temple commandress of Braj. She's the supreme temple commandress of Braj. So all the leelas are planned out from here, in this place. Then she keeps little go-downs, warehouses all over Braj, whatever is necessary for the, whatever paraphernalia is necessary for the different leelas. Then she keeps different places in Braj, little go-downs. It's like, since you're all hot, it's not so cold like it should be in Kartik. So we'll tell you cold leela so you'll all feel cold. We'll tell you Mag leela. One time in the month of Mag, we know in the end of December and January, as Mag comes. So that time everybody goes to bathe in the Sangam at Prayag, in Ganga. And here we don't have Ganga, at least we have Jamuna. So every day Radharani was going to take cold bath in the cold waters of the Jamuna in this cold month of Mag. Now her sister-in-law, Jatila, she became very curious. My sister-in-law, Radharani, she's so soft, she's so delicate, so komal. How is it possible she could be possibly taking cold bath in the cold waters of the Jamuna in this cold month of Magh. I wonder what's really going on. So she wandered over here to Nandagam and she met one Nandagambasi. He said, "What is the news of the Prince of Braj today?" He said, "Oh, our Prince of Braj, he's going every day to take his bath in the cold waters of the Jamuna, this cold month of Magh. Very religiously he goes every day." "Oh, very religiously, you say. I wonder what's really going on." So then she wandered on down to the banks of the Jamuna, looking here and there and here and there. Now just by Madan Mohan Temple, beneath Madan Mohan Temple, there's a Praskandananda Tirth, where there's a beautiful flower bower where Radha and Krishna meet. And outside they had posted Vilas Manjari as the guard. Suddenly she saw Kutila with her crooked nose poking it here and there in all the kunjas on the bank of the Jamuna. And she ran back to the flower bower in the flower palace and she said, "Bo, bo, devis, I bring news that is like a thunderbolt for the festival of Cupid that is going on here in the flower palace. Kutila is wandering down the banks of the Jamuna, looking here and there, and she's almost come to this place right now." And Radharani and all the Sakis said, "Oh no, now what are we going to do?" And Shyamasundara said, "Don't worry about a thing. I will go to Vrindadevi. I will ask her to dress me, get me an outfit just like Abhimanyu and dress me up like Abhimanyu. And I will cut her off at the pass before she gets here. Then I'm going to take this pastime to higher and higher heights, you'll see." So then he slipped out of the kunj. He went to Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi unlocked one of her little godowns. She got an outfit just like Vrindadevi, dressed Thakurji up, just like Abhimanyu. So then he came walking from the other direction. Suddenly Kutila, she saw her brother, and she said, "My stupid brother." Did you call your sister stupid? "My stupid brother, you never listen to us. Why have you come down here to the bank of the Jamuna so early in the morning?" He said, "Well, I was plowing. I was training my new bull to plow, and he broke the rope and he ran away, and I've been looking everywhere for him, and I can't find him. What brings you here?" "Well, my stupid brother, your good wife is going every day to take cold bath in the cold waters of Jamuna in this cold month of Magh. Do you really think your soft, sweet, delicate, komal wife can tolerate that?" And I went to Nandagam. What do they say? "Oh, our Prince of Braj is taking bath every day in the Jamuna. My stupid brother, you can't figure out what's really going on?" Abhimanyu said, "My heart was really disturbed about losing my bull, but now hearing this, my heart is really disturbed. I tell you what, you go ahead. If you find those two together, then you come back and tell me. Then from the bushes I will watch their vulgar activities. And if you don't find them, then you come back and then I will think what to do." So Kutila wanders on down to the flower bower and all the Sakis and Manjaris are there with Radharani. And Lalita says, "Oh Kutila, what brings you down to the bank of the Jamuna so early in the morning?" He said, "Well, I've come to learn all about your activities." "Well, learn all you can." "Well, I've already learned everything I need to know." "Oh, what is that? We want to hear from your own mouth." "There's no need for me to speak a word, because the scent of Hari in this place tells the whole story." Now, Hari also means lion. We sing Jayanara Hari, Nar Man, and Hari, lion. And Lalita says, "Oh, Kutila, you smell a lion nearby? We're just poor innocent girls here in the forest alone. You smell a lion nearby. You've saved our lives, Kutila. You've saved our lives." "Don't be so smart. Just tell me, who's inside this flower palace here?" How should we know? It must be some demigods or someone's. Well, then open the door and let me see. How can we possibly open, other people's doors? Oh, you never open other people's doors, is it? Actually, I've heard you're the self-effulgent acharya in this art. And with that, she storms up and kicks down the flower door of the flower palace and stomps inside. And there on a bed of jasmine flowers is Krishna's vanamala mixed with Radharani's pearl necklace. She grabs those things. Oh, innocent girls, just see, innocent indeed. This is that lumpen and compass, Sri Krishna's vanamala, and my sister-in-law Radharani's pearl necklace, twined together on a bed of lust. Oh, innocent girls. And Radharani said, these things don't belong to me, so I have nothing to fear from you. You can say whatever you want. Well, I'm going to Braj right now and tell Mother Jatila about this. And Radharani says, you can go wherever your fickle mind wants to go, because these things don't belong to me. I have nothing to be afraid of from you. Huh? And Radharani's waving her finger and moving her eyebrows up and down. And all the sakis are moving their fingers and waving their fingers, moving their eyebrows up and down. She suddenly sees she's surrounded by all these bold sakis all alone in the forest. And she backs out of the court and says, you'll see, you'll see. And she runs back to where her brother's sitting, so-called brother is sitting. My stupid brother, you never listen to us. Just see, I found that lumpet and compet Sri Krishna's vanamala mixed, entwined with your good wife's pearl necklace on a bed of lust. And Abhimanyu said, this is terrible. I tell you what, give me that evidence. I will take it to King Kamsa and complain to him. So now who's got the evidence? Better yet, we shouldn't let this scandal come in our name. I will go to Govardhan Mala and tell him that this is his wife Chandravali's pearl necklace. And he's got a good connection with King Kams. Huh? And Kams will come here with 10 cavalry and 100 foot soldiers and arrest that rascal and throw him in a deep, dark, dingy dungeon. So quick, you go back to Javat and I will come after some time. So then Nandan wanders down the bank of the Jamuna, playing his flute, enjoying all the trees bowing down, filled with fruits, and honey flowing from their boughs, like that. And he just enjoys the Vrindavan forest for about as much time as it would take to go to Mathura and back. Then he wanders over towards Javat, just a little ways over this way. When he gets there, he calls out, oh, Mother Jatila, oh, Sister Kutila, I have been to see King Kams. He's coming with 10 cavalry and 100 foot soldiers to arrest that rascal Nandanandan and his father. But on the way here, I heard the most terrible news. That rascal, that polluter of young women, he is dressed up just like me and is coming here right now. You make some gober balls. You all know gober, huh? With lots of stones and mud. And you go two stories up on the roof and wait for that rascal. Meanwhile, you know my wife, Radharani. If she even gets a scent, a whiff of that fellow, she won't be able to control her senses. So I will lock her downstairs with me, and you go two stories up on the roof and wait for that rascal and give him a good lesson. So Krishna locks himself downstairs with Radharani, and Kutila and Jatila, they go up two stories up on the roof even. Now nobody's going to bother. They can laugh and joke together freely. Meanwhile, the real Abhimanyu comes walking home. And Jatila calls out, you rascal! You dare to come here! And she throws a gober ball at him. Pew! But Ma, it's me, Abhimanyu, your son. We know who you really are. Pow! Oh, mud and gober everywhere. But it's me, your brother. Abhimanyu, Kutila, it's me, your brother. We know who you are. Bam! Another one. And then with the worst language. I'm sure you've seen how the Brijbazis speak. Huh? Those who are Westerners, you're lucky you don't know Hindi. You would turn pink. What they say in love to one another, that will start a fight in another part of India. Huh? Isn't it? So, they say, what is it? Bol and tohela vachanantagari kari lakata pani kubakari deki sham madhupuri tehari. Bol and tohela. Hela means without any respect. Just like as soon as I came upstairs, oh din bandhu, aja! Huh? No respect. Aja! Huh? Vachanantagari. Now the Brijbazis, they're like Japanese. They mixed R's and L's around. Real word is gali. Huh? Every vachan, every word is gali. Kari lakat, everywhere is thorn tree, and pani kubakari. All the water is salty. Deki sham madhupuri tihari. We have seen your madhupuri sham. So with the worst language, just like, you all know Gopi Puranadhan, right? He's got nice white Russian wife. And they have very white, with white hair, white and white, little Russian boy, named, what was Prabhupada's father's name? Gaur Mohan. So one time Gaur Mohan was playing cricket with his friends, and they broke the window of the SDO. You know the SDO, guy in charge of the electricity. Now already there's a problem with electricity. The last person you want to get on the wrong side of is the SDO. And his wife came running over screaming like a banshee. And Gopi and his poor wife, they were just huddling like this. Now this little kid, he's only like 6 years old. Now little foreign children, wherever they go, they learn all the bad words real quickly. They learn everything very quickly. So here's this little tiny white on white, white hair, white body, everything white and white, 6 years old. He comes over, puts his hands at his hips, he looks at this older lady, and he says, "Chup!" For our foreign devotees, that's only a word you use for a child. You know, you never use it as an adult. Huh? It means shut up. Huh? He says, "Chup!" And if you don't chup, I'm going to do nonsense with your sister and everybody's sister in this whole colony. I won't tell you what he really says. And she just looked at him and she just started laughing and laughing and laughing. And she ran out of the house and never came back. So with the worst type of language, they began to curse Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu said, "Oh no, my mother and sister," another overball. "They've become possessed by ghosts." And he ran off to go find an exorcist to exorcise the ghosts from his mother and sister. So like this, Brindadevi, she keeps little go-downs all over Braj, just for the paraphernalia that's necessary for the leelas. So Prasad still hasn't come yet, huh? Huh? How Bilal? Because we told you there's no... demon leaders in Braj, in Nandagam. But there's rumors. One time, on the other side of Nandagam, on the eastern side, there's Yasodakund. My mother Yasoda sits and does her puja and pat and so many things. So she can't bear to see Nandalala go out of her sight. So she told him, "Dur kelan majao, lalvan hawai hai." That Lala, don't go far in the forest playing because the how is going to get you. And Nandalala said, "Are, what is this how? We never seen it anyhow." And mother Yasoda said, "He's big and black and furry. He has great big eyes and a big nose and long sharp teeth and very curved claws, and he'll come here and eat you up." Then Lala became frightened. So he played nearby. But since little boys have such long memories, see all the ladies are laughing, they know. Again he started going far in the forest. So Mother Yasoda said, "Dur kelan majal lalvan hawai." Don't go far in the forest. How is it going to get you? What is this how? I never seen any how. Mother Yasoda said, Lala, he's big and black and furry. And he has sharp, pointy ears to hear you with. And a long, black nose to smell you with. And great, big, curved claws to catch you with. And his mouth has got so many sharp teeth, and his mouth is so big, he'll eat you up in one bite. Then Lala, he became frightened, and he played close by. But again, since little boys have long memories, he again started going far in the forest. Mother says, Lala, don't go far in the forest. How is going to get you? What is this? I never seen it anyhow. And again, she said, his big yellow eyes to see you with, sharp claws to catch you with, long black nose to smell you with, big sharp teeth, and mouth is so big he'll eat you in one bite. Are Maya, you're just telling stories. I never seen it anyhow. Jamuna tatpe denu chare tene deko how. I went all over the bank of the Jamuna with my denu. Denu means cows. Tene deko, I didn't see anyhow. Bain patal kaliyadam abina deko how. I jumped in that Kaliya lake. I went all the way down to Patala Loka. I never seen it anyhow. You're just telling stories, Maya, to scare me. You're just telling stories. Then Mother Yasoda's eyes became very, very big. And she said, well, don't look now, but here comes one. And Mother Yasoda started running. And Lala began to run. And Baldal began to run. And Raktak began to run. And Sudama began to run. And Sridama began to run. And Madamangal began to run. And Sudama began to run. And Raktak began to run. And all the cowboys, they all ran back to Nandabhava. It just so happened it was lunchtime. Nandabhava was sitting there. They sat down with Nandabhava. Between bites and breaths, they told Nandabhava how we just missed getting eaten by a how by this much, Baba. So that place is called How Bilal. Used to be nice house there, but somebody stole the nice ones. A few broken ones just left there. And I asked one Bridget Vasi, did you ever see a how? It's Opali Bote. Before there was so many. So, coming back here to Brindakund, on the backside here you saw there's another kund. This is called Guptakund. Very secret lila takes place there. Because this is a very special place. Because in Braj there's three yoga pits where only the most confidential sakis and manjaris come together with Krishna. And this is known as the Pratam or Pratakalin Yogapit, the morning Yogapit. Noon Yogapit is in Radhakund, and evening Yogapit is just next to Radha Govinda Temple in Vrindavan. So this is another reason this is a special place, because this is the Pratam or the Pratakalin Yogapit of Braj. Every Baba in Braj who's doing Astakali Lila Smarnam, they're first thinking of this place. Because just after the morning Leelas means that Radharani comes here to cook for Krishna. Do you know that? So you already know, I don't have to tell. Huh? You don't know. She has benediction from Durvasa Muni. You know that? No? I have to tell another Leela. Two Leelas I have to tell them. So, one time, Durvasa Muni came to Braj. Now, he's got a big jata on top of his head. Jata means, you know, they twist their hair all around with tree sap and mud like this, you know. You see, all the ladies are going like this. But I got big shock. I lived in Braj for too long. I went on Indraduna Maharaj Woodstock tour in Poland, and there I saw a girl with also hair like that, isn't it? Yeah. Girl is also having hair like that. Anyway, this we call jata. So now you can understand Jatila. Her brain is like that. And long beard. And very fierce look. He's very famous for being angry. So all the little gopikas fled away except for Radhika. She told Baba, Beto Baba, Beto Baba. Then she made a little chula out of mud. And she made little pots and pans out of clay, and little clay sabjis and clay puris and samosas and clay laddus, everything made out of clay. Then she made little clay tali. Just like, I don't know, in India, but at least in America, for the little girls, we then give them a little plastic set from Mattel, you know, they can play kitchen, you know. So like that, she made a play kitchen from clay. So then she made clay tali with clay katoris, and she put everything and decorated with nice flowers and glass of water. And she brought to Durvasmani. Said, lo Baba, take Baba, take Baba. Take Lali, it's all right, Lali, it's all right. Lo Baba, take Lali, it's all right, Lali. Lo Baba. Then she took one laddu, and forcefully she pushed that clay laddu into Baba's mouth. Now he never tasted a laddu so sweet like that in his whole life. And just from his heart he gave blessing. Because you know, the benediction that comes from the heart is very, very powerful. Just like all the Indian children, they're very clever. Early in the morning they go to their Baba, Nana, Nani, Dada and Daddy, and Uncle and Auntie and Ma and Baba, What do? They bow down and touch their feet. And they all feel so happy. Whole day they're just going to drive them nuts. Drive them crazy. But in the morning they come touch their feet and they feel, oh, so happy. So right from the heart they give blessing. Oh, Aishmandra, you live a long life. So Indian children are very clever. They get this blessing from the heart. So Durvasmuni, right from the heart, he said, Are Lali, whatever you cook will be just as sweet as nectar, and whoever tastes your cooking will never get any disease. So when the Brajvasis heard that Radharani has such a benediction, they all insisted that Radharani has to cook for Nandalala. Because we see funny thing in Braj. Although we all love children, isn't it? But we love our own child more than others' child. That's natural. But in Braj, everybody loves Nandalala more than their own child. When they heard, they insisted that Radharani has to cook. He'll live for a long time. He'll never get any disease. And then we'll all be very happy. He'll live for a long time. We'll be very happy. So every morning Radharani comes from Java to Barsana to cook for Lala. And one day, she made Manohar Laddus. Mind-enchanting laddus. You can just understand. Just like we sent Radhanaswami and Satchinanda Maharaj with two Manohar laddus off to Kosi. So that day, because there's a special room where Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini sit all the cowherboys down to eat and serve them along with Dinista. Dinista's Mother Yasoda's servant girl, and she's very clever how to get some chewed remnant off of Lala's plate and tie it in the end of her sari and carry it back to Javat to give to Radharani. But this day, Radharani, she made these Manohar laddus, so she wants to see how Krishna will like them, so she was peeking from the window. So Nandalala, from the corner of his eye, he saw so Radharani speaking. He also saw on his plate so many Manohar laddus are there. So he picked up one laddu. Those who are hiding over there, you're going to have to look up. This one has no translation and no sound either. He popped that laddu in his mouth and began to eat. You ever taste neem? Like that he made face. Radharani became so frightened. Then Lala, he pushed all those laddus over onto Sridham's plate. Now Sridham saw all of Lala's laddus come on my plate. He began eating, ping, 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 ping. Then Radharani, oh, this rascal's just teasing. So these are some of the morning leelas. So after the morning leelas, this road goes to Barokar, which is the western Goshala of Nanda Maharaj. So Lala, he comes down this road. Radharani tells her friend after cooking that I heard there's a beautiful garden on the western side of Nandiswar Parvat. Let us go and see it. So they come by a separate route. And secretly, gupt, they meet here at Brindakun. When Radharani's coming through the forest with her sakis, suddenly in the distance she sees something. She puts her hand on Lalita's shoulder. Hey, Lalite, what do I see? It appears to be a fresh monsoon cloud. But this monsoon cloud has a constant flow of lightning coming from it. And above this monsoon cloud, there's a rainbow. Not only that, there's an upside-down rainbow below this monsoon cloud. In front of this monsoon cloud, so many beautiful white birds are flying. Oh, Lalite, what do I see? And Lalita says, hey, Radhe, steady yourself. That is not a rain cloud that you see. That is your Priya Ghanasyam. That rainbow you see above the cloud, that is the peacock feather in its crown. That upside down rainbow you see under the cloud, that is his vanamala, forest garland. That constant flow of lightning, that is his Pitambar Dhoti. Those white birds you see flying in front of that cloud, that is his pearl necklace dancing on his black chest. That is your Priya Shyam Sundar. Then Radharani steadies herself. And she comes inside. And then suddenly a beautiful lotus petal appears. Lotus flower appears. And in the golden whirl of those lotus flowers, a golden throne appears. And Radha and Krishna sit on that throne. Then on the eight petals, the Astasakhi sit. Then another eight petals appear and the Astamanjari sit. Then another 16 petals appear and the more sakis and manjaris sit. Then 32, then 64, then 128, then 256, then 512. And after a while, there's megabytes and megabytes of sakis and manjaris all sitting in this wonderful lotus flower, enjoying this gupt meeting of Radha and Krishna here at Guptakund. So that's another reason this is a very special place. This is Guptakund. Now this place, you see over here on the corner, there's a little samadhi that we were just, this morning we just brought one engineer here to help us because we have some work still to be done. And I don't have brain for doing this type of work, so he promised, don't worry about anything, you take this worry out of your head, we'll take care of everything. So we have some things to do in place. Because when we established this Brindadevi temple in 2003, 5.5 years ago, that year there was rain like we haven't seen in 100 years. But not flooding rain, sink into the ground rain, sink into the ground, nice rain. All the way up to September it was still raining. It usually stops by July, but August. So it wasn't flooding rain, but nice rain. But anyway, they didn't make the samadhi properly and it went, so we had to put it back together and we have some work to do still. Some parts were broken. So that is the samadhi of Baba Madhav Das. He came into my office one day and he told me that I have this place in Nandagam, Brindakund, and I've got cancer, so I'm going back to Godhead. I need somebody to take care of this place. And as he described, I realized that I had never seen this place because this two-story building you can see from the highway. I used to point, oh, there's Brindadevi's place. So I was temple president. I said, come on, Baba. We jumped in the temple car and we came here. It was just evening time. And that time it was summer. So sun was just going down like an orange ball right behind the Guptakund. And all the birds were singing. Because daytime is too hot, but when sun goes down, they all begin to sing. This is the Kokila. Actually, he has many tunes. That is his most famous. Just like, you ever been to Mayapur for Mayapur festival? Then you know early in the morning he comes outside your window and they start very low. Then they go higher. Then he starts over again. But you never saw him. Did you ever see him? You never saw. He hides in the Bakul tree. It's very thick foliage. But if you see him, you'll be very disappointed. The Hindi poets tell us that this god is not very intelligent. He made this peacock with so beautiful plumage, and his voice is like a squawk. And this kokila has so beautiful voice, and he looks like a crow. If you see him, he looks just like a crow. In fact, the female kokila is very clever. She puts her eggs in the crow's nest and flies away. Finished. So the other song is, then another one. And his most famous one, even I can't imitate it, just goes something like, therefore Radharani is called Kokila Beni. Her voice is just as sweet as the kokila. Then of course we had the peacocks. Then there's another bird, he's bigger than a crow. Much bigger than a crow, with reddish brown wings. In Braj they call it Dogila. Somebody came from Rajasthan, they call it Ratanpaki. Ratanpaki. Because first the peacocks, just before the sun rises, just a little bit of light, and the peacocks are all, if someone's over here, you know, and they cry. Then one over here. Then just as a little bit of light comes in the sky, then the Ratanpaki starts. And they're all around in the bushes, and they're all out of sync. So it sounds like you're in outer space or something. Then we have this little gray dove, and he sings,
Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham.
Have you heard on your prikama? Sometimes you heard, huh? Because very soon, as soon as it gets cold, they all stop. Only Vrindadevi's parrots chatter all winter long. Everybody else, peacocks, you can't imagine Vrindavan without peacocks. Since you've been here, you very rarely heard them, huh? One or twice. Because it's getting cold in the morning. They don't sing. Only the parrots are. You know? So these little gray doves, they chant.
Radhe Sham. Radhe Sham. Radhe Sham.
But in Basant, then they sing another tune.
Gaura Nithananda Bahul. Gaura Nithananda Bahul. Gaura Nithananda Bahul.
Then we have this little black bird. He's got a black coat and nice white starched shirt. And he walks around the kund with his tail going like that. And they sit there by the side the kund and they go. But early in the morning when two of them meet, they make the most incredible sound. I can hardly imitate it. This we call Jalmurgi, water chicken, Jalmurgi. And every night they come in this Kadamba tree and this neem tree over here, and they wait for the arti, because they can see from the tree the arti. As soon as we start the Gorarti, Kiva Jaya, Jaya, then they all start singing with us. I think some of you know Vanamali, huh? Vanamali Gopal, huh? He used to be, now he's in Vrindavan. He spent the night here one night. And we were doing our tikiba jayo. All of a sudden, he ran to the side of the tower. He said, what's the matter? He said, he's singing. You think I'm just telling stories? So when you go back to Vrindavan, you can ask him. He stayed here. He saw it every night. He said, kiba jayo, jayo. Wah, wah, wah. So like that, I heard all the birds singing. It was so peaceful place. And I thought, this is, you know, now Vrindavan is becoming more like Bombay. We need a nice place to bring the devotees. So I told, all right, Baba, we'll do the service of Vrindadevi. That time there was just a little tiny temple here underneath this. In local language, it's called Chokra tree. Chokra. In Sanskrit, it's called Shami Vriksh. And Prabhupada explains that Shami wood is one of the woods that's used for yagyas. So this is, and like this, this one is so huge. Very rare. They grow very slowly. This one on the other side of the Kund, directly across here, there's one growing. I've been watching him for the last 20 years. So you just imagine how old this one is. So anyway, yeah, well, the frogs are trying to brainwash me. They sit around the kund all night. They go, Ritwik, Ritwik, Ritwik. So, anyway, he had a little Shami Vriksh also. For those of you who are Mahabharata scholars, you remember Arjun found a Shami Vriksh near the crematorium. So they put all the weapons in a leather case and they tied it inside the Shami tree, and then he hung a dead body there and nobody will go near. Huh? So this is a Shami tree, very old one. Now, when we came time, well, first of all, finish the story. So then Baba, I saw this place and I told Baba, all right, we'll do the service of Vrindadevi. Because he had cancer, he was going back to Godhead. Now, he never spoke about himself, but there was just one Baba here in Barsana, Madan Mohan Baba, just at the end of July, he'd gone back to the Golok. But many years ago, we met him. He was the best friend of Baba Madhav Das. Because Madhav Das, he only talked about Vrindadevi and Krishna and Braj, and he never talked about himself. But I always felt there's some touch of Gaudiya Mutt in this guy. I mean, he's a Gaudiya Vaishnava, but I think Gaudiya Mutt is there. In fact, when he was leaving this world, he was telling me, whatever your Prabhupada has given you, you follow that. You don't worry about all these other people. Whatever Prabhupada has given you, you follow that. So anyway, from Madan Mohan Das Baba, we found out both of them were disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when there was some trouble there in Gaudiya Mutt, and they both came to Braj and became Babaji's together. So Madhav Mohan, just at the end of July, Madhav Maharaj wanted to go meet him because he spent the night here with me. So I gave him the car to go there and meet him. They came back with the Mahaprasad. He said, last night he's gone. They brought us some Mahaprasad. That was it. So he told us. Actually, he was godbrother of Prabhupada. So he's always telling me at the end, don't whatever Prabhupada. Oh. So they decided that your prasad is back at Govardhan. So I'll finish my story quickly. So, anyway, and Baba told me that he went everywhere. Even he went outside of Gaudiya Sampradaya, because all the Vaishnavas worship Tulsi. And I thought it was just a ISKCON mantra. But I tell you, it's a Sarvabhauma mantra, universal. As soon as you have some new idea for preaching or new program, you go to your GBC, your temple president, and you present everything, then what is the first thing they say? Prabhu, no men, no money. No men, no money. So this is not ISKCON mantra, this is Sarvabhaum. He went everywhere, all the Babaji's, everybody outside. This Sampradaya, that's Ayo said, Baba, no men, no money. So I came here, I said, Baba, no problem, we'll take, we'll do the service of Vrindadevi here. So then he stayed with us in Krishna Balaram guest house, and on the east in northern India, the Chaitra Pratipad, that is the first day of the year. That's when the sun goes in its back into its northern course. So on that day, while Govindadasi, Prabhupada's old Govindadasi, was holding that picture of Vrindadevi that she painted that was in the cover of Bhaktigata many years ago, in front of his eyes, I was singing morning melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Baba was staring at that picture, he said, Hare Krishna, and left this world. So then we took him on Prakama Vrindavan, we brought him here, and we put him in Samadhi here in this place. He wanted to be by the Gupta Kund. So then gradually we made this temple, and I didn't want to move. Everybody said, no, no, put it in the middle of the ghat. I said, then it'll be symmetrical. I said, Vrindakund has got its own symmetry. I said, if we build this temple, then we'll kill the tree. Because to build up, you have to go down. I said, you're a big engineer, you figure it out. I told the Chutra Prabhu. So instead of going down, we went up that platform in the temple room. We didn't dig even one inch. We went up. We built a big, thick, you know, where the temple must be 4 foot thick, and other places 3 foot, 2 foot thick, like that platform all around. So that spread out the weight without digging down and cutting all the roots of the tree and killing it. Then, still, it's going high. It needs stability. So far out on both sides, we put four columns into the ground on four sides. So that gives it its stability. And we didn't bother any of the roots, hardly. And all the branches go like this. So now this tree is just embracing our dome and sheltering our dome like this. And when you leave from the other ghat, you look back and you'll see Radha and Krishna. You look, Krishna is here like this, and Radharani with her choti hanging down like this. When you go back, you look back, you'll see it. This tree is shaped like Radha and Krishna. When you leave, you look back and see, you'll see that Radha and Krishna are spinning around like this. Radharani's way back like this, your choti is going down. You'll see. It's a very special tree. So then 5 years ago, we installed this, 5 and a half, we installed this Didi of Vrindadevi, who was donated by Mother Swaha, Ambarish's wife, because old Didi unfortunately was stolen. Because unfortunately, so many thieves are here in Braj. What do they say? Brajavas bari katin meri bhai. Brajavas bari katin meri bhai. Bhai re bandar, bite re chue, chor barudukadai. Brajavas bari katin meri bhai. To do Brajavas is very difficult, my brother. Bhai re bandar, outside is monkey, stealing your glasses and your fruit and your bead bags and cameras and whatever. Bitere chue, in the night, little mouse comes and chews on your nikbir. And eats all that nice mahaprasad you save from Krishna Balaram. You come in the morning, it's all it's all been eaten. So bhaire bandar bitere chue, and chor baradukadai. And thief is always giving too much sorrow. Brajavas bari katin niribai. So some thieves came and broke that Didi. So she's in the bottom of Pavan Sarovar there. And this new Didi was given by Mother Swaha. And we established this temple for you. So I feel myself kritart because you've all come here and sat in this peaceful place. Nobody was there to bother you. Nobody will bother you. Come here anytime. You note down the number of pujari, you come here, you call him up, and he'll have, if you want breakfast, he'll have nice hot breakfast for you. If you want lunch, he'll have lunch, nice brisbasi rotis for you. 997-225-997. You just write it down. 997-225-997. 5997. Bhagwat Prasad. You call anytime and we can, you can come here, sit peacefully, do your bhajan, take prasadam. Nobody will bother you here. So, I guess, since we just got informed, Prasad is back at Govardhan. So, because Govardhan is calling you, Nija Nikita Niwasam Dehi Govardhana Twam. Raghunath is praying, oh Govardhan, just give me residence close by your side. So you all have to go back to the side of Govardhan and take your prasadam. Nija Nikita Niwasam Dehi Govardhana Twam. So I thank you all for coming here. Actually, we just plowed up our field back here so we could all sit and take prasadam, but anyway, somehow the authorities have decided this is what they decided. So. What time is it? So if anybody didn't get darshan, I think probably in 10 minutes or so, darshan will again open. If it's not already open, I don't know. We usually open at 4, but usually for special times we open up at 3:30. Otherwise, where's our Sanat Kumar to come here and give you instructions on what to do?
Announcement. I'm doing the announcement.
All right, here's somebody. Announcer Baba's here.